From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Just 2 days after Super Tuesday, Mitt Romney is leaving the Republican presidential race. Here to tell us what this means is NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Welcome back.
Good to be with you, Farai.
So we have spoken many times, and on Tuesday, Romney vowed to keep on fighting, even though he didn't do that well on Super Tuesday. So what changed?
I think what changed was they sat down and they did the numbers. They did the math. And there is no sense whatsoever in remaining in this race if you're Mitt Romney. Among other things, they did not really know on Tuesday night just how much difference there was going to be between John McCain and Mitt Romney when all the delegate allocations had been calculated. Now that that's been done, John McCain is more than halfway to having the 1,191 he needs to be nominated. He has well over double the number that Mitt Romney has. So when we look at the events that are still on the calendar, John McCain would have to almost literally stop winning any delegates at all in the remaining contests, and Mitt Romney would need to take 80% of all the delegates from here on out. That's just not possible. Mathematically, it just doesn't work out. He has essentially been all but eliminated. And today, he's saying that he's tired of spending $5 or $10 million of his own money every week to get beat.
Now, Romney has sometimes been criticized by party members for not being conservative enough and for changing his position on social issues. Here is part of his speech today.
The attack on faith and religion is no less relentless. And tolerance for pornography, even celebration of it, and sexual promiscuity, combined with the twisted incentives of government welfare, have led to today's grim realities. 68% of African-American kids born out of wedlock, 45% of Hispanic kids, 25% of white kids. How much harder it is for these kids to succeed in school and in life. A nation built on the principles of the founding fathers cannot long stand when its children are raised without fathers in the home.
So ultimately, how did Romney stand on issues including poverty and race?
I think Mitt Romney's positions throughout 2007 and the first month of 2008 have been as conservative as the speech that he has been giving for the last half hour at the Conservative Political Action Conference here in Washington, D.C., which he has chosen to make the occasion of his departure from the contest. He was as anti-choice on abortion as anyone could ever be. He was as in favor of tax cuts as anyone could ever be. He was as against any kind of civil unions or gay marriage as anyone could be. Now, in some respects, these new positions were reversals of where he stood when he was either governor of Massachusetts earlier in this decade or when he was running for the Senate from Massachusetts back in 1994. But of course, he was now seeking a national Republican position as opposed to a Massachusetts position. And so he made some major changes. That was the source of suspicion on the part of many people on the right. They thought, well, Mitt's with us now, but he hasn't always been. Maybe when he gets to the White House, he'll change again.
Well, Ron, thank you so much for giving us an update on the race.
My pleasure, Farai.
That was NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving.